listen to me. Some things that you need to know that you may or may not hear, and I just want to make sure I'm filling in the gaps for you as well along the way. 2021 was the deadliest year for police officers in American history. Let that sit for a second. We had a terrible weekend. A Texas sheriff's deputy shot and killed during a traffic stop. His killer on the run. Two more police officers shot. One's dead. One's in the hospital. Terrible weekend for police across this country. 458 line of duty law enforcement deaths last year. Now, they say many of them came from COVID, but 62 killed by gunfire, 84 by criminal assaults. Traffic accidents closed out 58 other careers. And the number of ambush-style killings, like we saw with this Texas sheriff deputy, Corporal Charles Galloway. He was 47, 12-year veteran. Happened over the weekend. That kind of ambush-style attack rose from 6 to 19 year over year. This whole defund the police mentality has resulted in an open war on those that are sworn to protect you and I. It's time for law enforcement to be respected again in this country. It's time for laws to be respected again in this country. Have you seen this mess out of California where the trains are getting robbed, all the freight and the boxes are being torn over? It's all through Los Angeles. The boxes are everywhere. Governor Newsom, he's quite a prize, isn't he? I'm glad you kept him, California. You deserve what you got. Of course, there won't be any railroads left in California because they can't afford to operate there because they're getting robbed blind. And so when you have no railroads left, keep that in mind. Yeah, and the nation is soured on all of this. By the way, Joe Biden's worst numbers yet, were there over the last couple of days, more than 55% disapprove of his performance. This is the aggregate, by the way, from Real Clear Politics. It's actually a bit worse. Because some of the polls, here's the trick they're using in polling now. Keep this in mind. When you look at a poll with registered voters is usually worth looking at. A poll of likely voters is more important to look at. But what some of these polling companies are trying to do now to boost Joe Biden, to keep him above water, they're just going with adults. Adults, it'll say A after the poll. I don't care what adults think. I care what people that are going to vote think. I care what likely voters think, and registered voters potentially, but likely voters are the best polls. But the trick being used by those that would pump up Joe Biden's collapsing poll numbers, just use adults because he gets better numbers that way. They just ask Joe Schmo and say, oh, yeah, he's fine. People that don't pay attention to what's going on, yeah, yeah, it's fine. Anyhow, the NBC, the newest poll, 72% believe America's headed in the wrong direction. Second poll in a row. First time that's ever happened in the more than 40 years that they've had two polls in a row at 70% or worse saying how bad things are. So, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you, you think, is there anything that Joe Biden could do to improve his polling numbers? I thought about that. And the answer is yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. And you're sitting there going, come on, Gruber. Come on, Gruber. Get it together. You been drinking this morning? Yeah, coffee. It's not bad. I got cream and sugar today, too. Kind of proud of that. Anyhow, so the point is this. Yes, there's something. There is one thing. Two things, actually. It's a 1-2 punch that Joe Biden, he would raise his poll numbers 5 or 10 points, I think, just like that. 5 points for sure. 10 would be a stretch because of the economy. But 5 points. He can improve his polling numbers overnight if he had the guts. If he had the guts to fire Tony Fauci and dump all those mandates. 1-2. Fire Fauci, dump mandates. It'd be a sea change event. It's not going to happen. But if they take my advice and do those two things, it would change everything. Most notably, the election in November. Republicans are still going to win. But they might not get as many seats. And here's the reason. Listen to Tony Fauci. He keeps talking. People keep tuning him out. Listen.
Is that we don't know because we don't know the durability of protection from the third shot boost of an mRNA and the second shot boost of a J&J. Certainly, you are going to see the antibody levels go down. That's
stop,
natural.
Stop, stop. You know, that's just not true. I can read what he just said there is not true. We actually have a working model. It's called Israel. Israel has gotten under their full shots now. They're better than 90% vaccinated, and they lead the world in new infections today and have for weeks now, in fact. The per capita number of cases in Israel is 0.6% every day. That means 0.6% of their entire population every day being recorded as COVID positive. So the idea that we don't know the efficacy of the vaccines is BS. I look forward to my podcast, by the way, where I can really tell it how it is. I wouldn't have to candy coat it here. The new podcast coming soon, The Sweat Lodge. We're going to sweat it out of them, I'll tell you that. We're going to turn up the heat. That's coming soon. But the fact of the matter is, what he just said there is just not true. We don't know the third shot of Pfizer and the second shot. We know about Pfizer, that's for sure. That's what they use in Israel. To no avail, by the way. To no avail. Hasn't worked. Has not worked. Still spreading. Right? All right. I mean, that's just the way it is. And if Joe Biden had the guts, if Joe Biden had the balls to fire Anthony Fauci, his polling numbers would change. If he had the guts and the courage to say, no more mandates, you know what? The UK is lifting all of that nonsense. Most of that's moving out of Europe now 2 years on, but it's leaving at least. If Joe Biden knew who he was looking at in the mirror and could make a decision to do those things, change his polling numbers. Sports after the break here on the Steve Gerber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college.